Hello, good evening. This is Miss Fat Kitty on her podcast. It's good evening. I haven't been on here in a couple days, you know, trying to get some things together. And I see that the biggest topic is relationships, and that's what I'm going to be talking about tonight. And my poem titled "I Love You More Than You Know" kind of explains a lot, and it goes something like this. I love you more than you know. I really want to let it show. The distance between us has my heart hurting because for you my heart is yearning to hold you, to kiss you, to tell you how much I miss you. Nothing prepared me for this event. I was happy with all the time we spent. Why do I think of these things? I feel like my heart is being pulled by strings. I can't understand why I feel this way. The last time I felt you has only been a few days. I am sprung, that I will not deny. It is not because of the way you make me feel when you're deep inside. It is because you treated me like a lady. When I am with you, I feel safety. But when I'm feeling lonely, it is because I long for you to hold me. Or is it because I want to hear you talk to me silently? Can it be my inspiration for writing this piece of golden poetry? No one but God can understand the turmoil that is going on mentally. I don't know what's going on. I think of him whenever I hear a slow song. Now I'm questioning, what did I do? Did I do something wrong? This is my prayer, and I know that I must leave it alone. I know that you should not be my focus, and it should be the universe. You gave me this blessing, so tell me what to do. I am not listening to the lie of my enemies, but I do not like this feeling that is in me. I trust that you do not give me a bad seed. You do not give me what I want, but give me what I need. Please give me the strength to proceed. I know that this is an adjustment for me. I'm begging you, please. Take this uncomfortable feeling from me. I want to be focused on you so much. I miss your touch. You have blessed me in more ways than one. It is deeper than the love that you have for your son. You have saved me from so much I can't even imagine. There is no telling where I would have been. You have opened my eyes to see so much, to experience love without a touch. I thank you for watching me. For without you, I truly do not know where I'd be. Well, that's just a piece of something that I wrote some years ago. And it is fitting for my topic. And one of the things that I've been doing is listening to motivational, you know, speakers, you know, talk about life and your purpose, relationships, learning to be by yourself, learning yourself, learning to love yourself, understanding that no one can love you but you, the way that you want to be loved, and whatever is overflowing is for that other person. I've learned that you can't control the feelings of another. You can't control the thoughts of another. You can't control the actions of another. The only person who you can control is yourself. The only person that you have control over, as far as thoughts are concerned, are you. You are the only one that you have control over. If a person is with you and they cheat on you, that has nothing to do with you. That has something to do with them. It's not like you put them out there and you say, hey, go and be with this person. They made the choice to go out there. And oftentimes they use an excuse as well. You didn't do this, or you didn't do that, or you did this, or you did that. That's an excuse that they have to live with, because that's a cop-out. If you have an issue, you talk about it. If it isn't resolved, you leave it. Simple as that. But we, as people, have been hurt so much by people that we have loved or cared about, whether it be our parents or, you know, girlfriend, boyfriend, husbands, or wives. And we don't take the time to get past that hurt before we decide to be in another relationship, or before we decide that we're going to, quote unquote, love again. One of the things that I have noticed is a lot of people will not admit that they have feelings. Feelings equals vulnerability. No one likes to be vulnerable because that puts you in a state of being unsure. No one likes to be unsure of anything. But what I have learned is you have to admit that these are the things that you feel. Whether that person reciprocates them is not really your concern, because you don't know what that person is feeling, and they may feel the same way that you do, but they're scared themselves. It doesn't always make a person a coward, but it's something that I guess goes along the lines of being somewhat insecure, because you have put yourself in a position where you have told someone something and they didn't feel the same way. So you're hurt and you're crushed. And it's just like, oh man, I didn't open up to this person and they didn't receive it. Well, guess what? Not everyone is meant to receive what you have. You must take the time out in between relationships, no matter what kind they are, to reevaluate yourself, to get in tune with yourself, so that when that time comes again and you do express yourself to another person, you will know that that is right. It's not going about it blindly, but more so instinctively, and more so with more of an open, clean heart, as opposed to having residue from another relationship still in the midst of what it is that you're trying to do that may be new. Speaking from experience, you know, I may like someone, but I'm still holding on to the pain of the other person, which is not the new person's fault. The new person has nothing to do with what the old person did. And a lot of times, because we feel like, oh, well, we're getting up there in age, or, you know, well, what that person did in the past doesn't matter. In actuality, it does, because you are what you attract. And if you are hurt, you're going to attract a hurt person, and hurt people. You may think, well, I can change them. Mistake number one, you can never change a person. The only person that you can change is yourself. And if that person that you're willing to be with sees the change and they want to change as well, you may be that helper for them, but you cannot do anything to change them. What most times people are afraid of is rejection. Rejection hurts no matter what form you put it in, whether it be a job, whether it be your parents, whether it be your children, whether it be, you know, things that you want to do within your career. Rejection hurts, period. But that's something that is also a part of life. Just because someone said no doesn't mean it's the end of the world. It's just not that person. Just because you may want something right now and you can't get it right now doesn't mean that you're not going to get it at all. Everything comes with timing. There is no coincidence. Everything happens for a reason. You may feel like, I want to be with this person now. How can you want to be with someone now when you just got out of a situation? You never took time to clean yourself up, and now you're taking all that old baggage from previous relationships, including the one you just got out of, and you're bringing those bags into a new home. It is not for that new person to help you sort through your bags. It is not that new person's responsibility to be there for you when you need to take time for yourself. It's almost like, well, I went to work and I want to go to the club. Well, I got off at 6:30. Club starts at 7. I'm not going to have time to go home and take a shower and bathe and put on new clothes. Well, I just go to the mall, get me something to wear, freshen up a little bit, and hit it. No, you're going to have to take that time to go home. You're going to have to take that time to be alone, to freshen yourself up, so that when you go out back into that scene or whatever it is, you're fresh, you're clean, you're confident, you're more sure of yourself. Because if you're going there and you still got the dirt and the sweat from when you were working, if someone touches you, you're not going to be comfortable. You're going to be like, oh my God, do they feel my skin? Does it feel dirty to them? If you have dirty fingernails, you're not going to want to hold someone's hand because you're afraid that they're going to notice that. That is what it is like when you're in a relationship with someone that you've never gotten yourself clean from the other person. Marriages are built off of a lot of things, but one thing that people think is built off of is pure love. Unfortunately, it's not. The misconception of marriage is so strong, and we don't have many role models anymore that teach us what a real marriage is about. Not even get into marriage, what a real relationship is about. We have all of these TV celebrities that are in a relationship today. They're living together tomorrow. They're getting engaged next week. They had a baby next year, and then they've broken up because, oh, he did something wrong or she did something wrong. What did you go in a relationship with the intentions of thinking when you just got out of something? You have to give yourself time, give yourself space, give yourself a moment to rejuvenate. No one can go to the club 7 days a week for months on end and it not take a toll on them. That is the exact same thing as being in a relationship. You can't be in and out, in and out, in and out, in and out, and think that over time it doesn't take its toll on you. And the one person that you love and you think you want to be with and could be good for you is the one that you dump all of this on. And you end up messing up because that person is not your dumping ground. You end up missing out on your blessing because you never took the time to really appreciate what it is all about. Having someone in your life is a blessing within itself. No, you don't need a man, and no, you don't need a woman in order to be complete. You're already complete within yourself. But having a companion is one that helps you make a better decision sometimes, see things that you may not see, be that ear that hears what you don't think you're saying, but you're actually saying, and kind of gives you a piece of advice to say, hey, you know, that might not work. It doesn't have to necessarily be in a relationship, since it could be giving advice to your children or giving advice to your friends. I have someone that I'm close to, and I promise you, if it was not for that person, I probably would have been in a different direction. But when you have someone that you can trust, it makes your life a whole lot better. You're not giving your everything to them in a sense, because you know that you're complete from within. When you're in a relationship and you know you're working towards something, it's like it makes you more confident to do a lot of things that you want to do. It makes you more satisfied in choices that you've made. You don't have to go to your girlfriends or your guy friends to say, hey, well, what about this and what about this and what about that? Because your significant other is one that is really there for you, that you know won't lie to you or steer you in the wrong direction. But a lot of times people lose out on greatness because they are always worried about what somebody thinks. At the end of the day, the only person that you worry about is yourself. Your friends may say, oh man, you know, she did, she that. So what? If you know, and only you would know, what your significant other has been through, has done, has changed for, and has changed to become. The outside people don't know that. Unless you got someone who's still out there doing their thing, messing with all these people, and as we call it, have receipts, you have to trust that the person that you're with, that you've been through it with, has changed. You can't worry about what your friends think, because not all the time is your circle looking out for your best interest. A lot of times we think, well, you know, I'm going to just go to my friends and see what they think. What you like, they may not like. She may be, you know, a little on the heavy side. She may, you know, have one curve too many. And because your friends like them slender and they like this arm trophy piece of a woman, when they see her, oh man, she ain't all that. She this, she that. But it's what you like. But you give up on what you like because you're, oh man, I can't let my boys down. Your boy's gonna hug you when you're lonely. Your boy is gonna sit up there and listen to you all times of the night, talk about your insecurities that you may have. Or your boy is gonna sit there and listen to the things that you wanna do and how you wanna progress. They're not going to do that, but she will. But you're so concerned with what other people think that you lose out on your best teammate ever. Well, my boys don't like her, and you know, my boys say. I'm gonna tell you one thing. Being on Facebook and being in groups have shown me a lot about people and relationships. I have seen people do some things and they end up getting out of that life and they settle down and they become, you know, good husbands, good wives, and etc. But when your mind is closed to change, you're only going to see that person as, yo, she did this and she did that and he did this and he did that. People change. But when you are so stuck in what another person used to do, you don't see them for who they are and what they become and the positiveness that is in their life. That is a huge problem, especially in the world of social media, because a lot of people put their lives every day. I did this today. I did that today. He's my boyfriend today. She's my girlfriend today. We got engaged last week. Like, you just had a boyfriend 2 months ago, and that's not him. You got engaged last year to somebody else, and that's not who that person is this year. It's like, what are you doing? It goes back to, you got to take time, evaluate, see if this is what works for you. Make sure that you and that individual that you're with are both on the same page. You might not be on the same sentence, but as long as you're on the same page, everything is possible. You'll know when you have the right one on your team. You go to her or him and you say, hey, you know, I'm thinking about opening up a business. Neither one of you may have business sense, but, you know, they're the outsider looking in. So they may know a little something about whatever it is you're trying to sell or whatever it is that you're trying to do. And, you know, you tell them, hey, you know, I want to do this, A, B, C, X, Y, and Z. And they're just like, well, do you have the money? No. Well, how are you going to get it? Or do you know anything about the product that you're trying to make or you're trying to sell or you're trying to create? No. Someone on your team is going to tell you, you need to get educated in that. Whether it be take a little course in business, take a little course in marketing, you know, do a little trial and error on your own, because going into business is a costly thing. Going into being an entrepreneur is not something that you can just do haphazardly, especially if you want to be successful. No successful business runs without teammates that understand what the product is about. You got the CEO, but he can't do it by himself. He has to have a team. You're in a relationship. You're with someone that is your team. If your team player is taking you backwards, where you didn't drink and you didn't smoke and you didn't party and you were about your business, and you get with somebody and all of a sudden you're doing those things, something's wrong with that picture, because you're not progressing. You're going backwards. Your teammates are supposed to help you push along. When LeBron came to Miami, Dwayne was here, Chris was here. you know, they did their thing. One by one, things started happening, you know. It's like, well, I'm not making it here. I did what I came to do, and now it's time for me to go. Chris got hurt. He had his health issues. Dwayne left. LeBron left. He went home. He did his thing. Hey, my team member's not helping me. I need to leave. You don't stay where you're not getting help. You don't stay where you're not flourishing. You don't stay where it's not positive. You don't stay where it's not producing positive results. A lot of people stay because they're afraid of being alone. And people don't understand what being alone truly means. It doesn't mean that you're in seclusion. It doesn't mean that, oh, well, I can't talk to nobody. Being alone means I left all my exes alone. I left all of the people that did not serve me any positive purpose alone. That means that I'm taking time out for myself. I'm reinventing myself. You know, I used to like to take pictures. I stopped taking them when I started dating this person. Well, I'm going to start that again. And whoever it is that is for you is going to help you continue to take those pictures. And they're not going to say, well, I don't want you doing that. There's no purpose in that. And try and change you. You can't change anybody. You manipulate them because you are afraid that, well, the other person is afraid that you might outdo them. That is not a partnership. That is not a team. That is a person that is insecure within themselves and they can't handle you being confident. So they want to break you down to be where they are. That is not what you need. That is who you need to stay away from. I don't care what they do. They can give you all the money in the world. They can give you the best sex in the world. I wouldn't care if they gave me gold every time they saw me. If they don't do anything for my spirit, they have to go. People would say, oh, that's just so dumb. They're giving you money. I wouldn't give a damn if they did give me money. You're not helping my spirit. You're breaking me down. You give me money so I can go shopping. Money don't excite me. Going shopping doesn't excite me. Feeding my spirit, having positive energy, those things are what is needed in order to go forward in life. People don't understand that. The other thing, which is the last thing, people don't know how to compliment each other. They compliment each other with a hidden agenda. Well, I guess I tell him that he looks good. You know, just stroke his ego a little bit. Not doing that. Don't do it. It's pointless. If you don't like something, say it. If you love something, say it. You like the way they smell, say it. Make that person feel like they honestly and sincerely like me, love me, cherish me, honor me, whatever the case may be. All people really know how to do nowadays is break you down. You fat bitch. You ugly ass nigga. Like, why? What is that doing? I know I got a mouth on me. And I know I can say some very hurtful things. And at some points, I just don't care what I say. But you better not say it to me. I had to change that. I don't want to be disrespectful to my man because I already know that he has a lot on his shoulder dealing with this world as a whole. We as women don't know how to be that piece that man needs. And we wonder why he shuts it down. We wonder why he doesn't talk. We wonder why, you know, he distances himself from us. We don't compliment him. We don't give him the feeling that he's actually doing something. If I'm in a relationship and, you know, I say, hey, baby, you know, how was your day? And he says, oh, my day was good or whatever. It's like, tell me more about your day. Women can talk. Women are talkers. A man is not so much of a talker. You got to kind of pull it out of them. Hey, so talk to me. A man usually doesn't talk because she doesn't care anyway. It's because of the actions that you give him that make him just be short with you. She doesn't give a damn. Well, I'm going to just tell her whatever and just let it go. And she's going to do all the talking anyway. That's not fair to him. I'm not a feminist. I don't like feminists. Because it's, well, whatever a man can do, a woman can do too. No, the hell we can't. We can't do what men do. We may be able to help them do what they do. We may be able to assist them in doing what they do. But we can't do what a man does. We as women have taken that responsibility from that man. And we have made him, quote unquote, our bitch. How you say, well, listen, the man would go to work, the woman would go to work, you know, the man, he would just say, well, I'm going to go to work my 5 days a week, my 8-10 hours a day, I get paid, take a couple of dollars out for myself, give my wife the rest of the money, tell her, hey, you know, pay the bills, do whatever, anything left, put it in the bank or buy something for yourself. Oh, no. I'm going to go to work. I'm going to work 12 to 16 hours a day. I'm going to be the breadwinner. I'm going to tell you what to do. I'm going to be the man of the house. I'm going to take my check. I'm going to do what I want to do. And you're going to give me your check. And I'm going to do what I want to do. You got to figure out how these bills are going to get paid. You're going to have to figure out how, you know, the house is going to get clean, because I'm going to do what I want to do. We've emasculated these men, and these men have allowed us to do it because it's just like, I don't want to fight. Are you serious? Where's manhood? It's dwindled. Whose fault is it? My opinion, ours, as women. Men don't like to argue. Women will argue to the ground every point, and a man would just say, okay. When a man says okay, a woman feels like, I got him. But she doesn't understand what that okay means. As a woman who is single, I have realized a lot of the wrong things that I've done in my relationships, the few that I've had. And I'm taking this time to learn to reinvent myself. Not be so argumentative, not to be so defensive, not to be so right all the time, and just be quiet. Not that I don't have a voice, because I do. And a lot of times people take it to the extreme. It's not an extreme issue. It's be his peace. Understand that he has a lot going on out here in this world, because society puts a lot on a man to do. The man fights outside and then has to come home and fight inside. There is no peace within, and you wonder why these men are jumping off the bridges. They're killing themselves. They're drinking as much as they do. They're having heart attacks as much as they have. There's something happening. They can't handle it. And it doesn't make them weak. It makes them tired. The only out is to just be gone. We have to do better as a woman to make sure that our relationships are a lot more sturdy, because truth be told, the man brings home whatever, but the woman makes it work. If we're not doing our part, it breaks it down to almost nothing. Whenever the time comes and you have gone through that cleanse, that mental cleanse, that physical cleanse, those ties that all of those people that you've been with sexually, when you get past all of that, you will not be the same person. You will be tested. Your exes will come back into the picture. Hey, I miss you. I love you. What's going on? You know, I should have been your husband, or I should have been your wife. No, you know the old me. You know, the person who was all confused and, you know, wasn't sure about themselves and was insecure. You loved her or you loved him. You're not going to like me now. you're different. You change. You don't want to do the things you used to. You're absolutely right. That should be the statement that you're looking for when you have cleansed yourself, when the exes come, because they do come back, and they come back in full force. But you have to resist them, because they're your exes for a reason. You don't go back to the spilled milk and think, well, you know, if I put it back in the refrigerator, you know, it'll get right again. No. It's spoiled. It's over. It's done. It's trash. It's garbage. There is nothing else that you can do with it. At the end of all of this, bottom line, we have to take time for ourselves. We have to cleanse ourselves. We have to meditate. We have to motivate. And we have to see ourselves for the beautiful people that we are, the successful person that we are. Whatever it is that we want to do, we have to say it out loud and claim it. I can do this. I will be this. I will be a good wife. I will be a good husband. You know, if you so desire to get married, or you're going to be, you know, positive in your relationships, no matter what kind they are. Don't be afraid to say, hey, I like you. You know, you compliment me. You make me, you know, feel good. You help me get through things that I'm going through. I know that if I talk to you, I don't have to worry about, am I going to hear it out in the streets? You know, you make that person know that they are a positive force within your life, because we're quick to tell somebody, hey, I don't like your vibe, and you cut them off. But we'll never tell a person that, hey, I appreciate you. You have to let that person know, because eventually, if you don't, you're going to have that person feel like you're just using me, just like the rest of them. I don't care how much you're cleansed. You're still going to think. You have a thought process. You have a brain. Let that person know, hey, I appreciate you. I appreciate, you know, whatever. You can explain it, or you can just be simple and say, I just appreciate you. But you have to let that person know. I don't care who they are. Because I'm pretty sure you're not just going to let your kids continue to come home with straight A's and not say good job. You're not going to, you know, receive accolades and not say thank you. You're not going to want to go to a job and you're getting told all the time, hey, you're not doing a good job. You're not doing a good job, and feel good about it. So that is how you treat your relationship. Let them know that they're good. Communicate with them. That is another issue. People don't know how to communicate. It's like, if you can't do something, say it. Don't have me think, oh, well, maybe they'll catch it. No one has enough power to read your mind. You can't do something, tell that person you can't do it. If you want to do something, tell that person you want to do it. If you're not feeling something, tell that person you're not feeling it. Be honest at all times. I don't know how much I can stress this. Communication is 99.9% of a relationship. The 1% is everything else. You can give me money, don't talk to me, we have no relationship. You can have sex with me all the time and don't talk to me, we have no relationship. You don't spend time with me, we don't talk. We have no relationship. Talking gets things done. But anyhow, I have said my piece. I am just hoping that, you know, if anyone happens to hear this, that they understand, they have an open mind, because my mind is always open when I do. And now that I just started doing my podcast, you know, I want you to have an open mind when you listen to them, because I'm an open-minded individual and I see things for what they really are, not what somebody tells me that they should be. Hope you enjoy. Until the next one.